slow. One is black, one is white. Turn that radio up tonight. We got football, baseball, MMA. Probably not tennis, probably not cocaine. Writers and comedians every day. We are live, live, live. We are live, live, live. We are live, live, live. We are live.
Welcome to We Are Live.
We are live, CBS 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM. WeAreLiveRadio.com, also inside STL.com. Travis Terrell just brought you in. My name's Chris Denman. Here tonight, we're going to have Rafe Williams in the burning hell that is this studio at 7:30 p.m. He's recently been crowned St. Louis's funniest by Helium Comedy Club, also a member of STL Up Late, in which, Travis, who's on there this Saturday?
Last time I checked, they're getting in the Wolf and the Blackfish.
That's us, guys. We're doing a TV show Saturday.
Thank you.
Keep it here every night for all your updates.
No, really excited about that. All week we're going to have little touches and hints of STL Up Late mixed in with our show. Tonight it's in the massive ball of talent that is Rafe Williams. You know him. He's subbed in for us before. He's worked events for us. He's just kicked ass all over town. So excited to have Rafe in.
Word.
Travis, my friend.
Good moral, rapscallion.
Copyright, STL Up Late. What's the word, man? You got a deck to play with tonight?
Oh, plenty. That's on deck.
What's on deck?
Thank you, Giamatti. Well done. There's a lot on deck tonight. We're going to discuss a little bit of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We, of course...
What do you think the temperature is in the studio right now?
I didn't have that in the rundown.
My arms aren't staying in one place. I'll say that. And I've been in here 37 seconds.
We have also the... speaking of... It almost reminds you of Hot Takes from the hot tub.
Nope. It was California. And, yeah.
We're going to get a little bit into your boy Chris Berman last night. He gave one of the most awkward home run calls you can probably give during a home run derby. And I think we're going to be thanking the gods that he's going to be retiring here soon. So we have a lot to get into tonight.
I'm excited to have Rafe in here. He's a funny dude, and hopefully he can come up with some funny things to get us.
Hey, Rafe, make us laugh.
Yeah. Hey, funny man, what you got?
We'll talk about, of course, Rafe's success from winning the St. Louis Funniest competition last week and what he has on deck moving forward in regards to his projects and, of course, what he's done with STL Up Late. And he's done some great things. We continue to reference finger guns, which I think is one of the funniest sketches presently on the internet.
One of the other stars of that, Bobby Jaycox, will be in tomorrow with Eric Christensen.
Oh, my. So it looks like all of our decks are getting pretty full this week, Chris.
Engorged, you could say.
So we have a lot to discuss this evening. Let's kick it off with the brother from none other. It's Mark. Mark, good day, sir. Guess Mark wasn't ready for his hot takes.
Mark, you there? Do we have Mark? Oh, we've lost Mark. Oh, Mark, man. Call back. We love hearing from you.
Chris, we're also going to get into your favorite topic. More Joe Paterno news in Penn State. The WNBA was in the news.
Speaking of WNBA, Mark's back.
Oh, there you go.
What's up, Mark?
Was that a shot, Chris?
You know, take it as you will. I appreciate highly skilled layups.
Okay, thank you.
How you doing, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. Hey, I'm just sitting here looking at this pregame show with Pete Rose and his bad hair dye job, man. I have a suggestion. Why don't we give some of that hair dye out, take some of that hair dye out of his head and give it to John Bon Jovi, and then there'll be some left over for me to polish up my Stacey Adams.
You know
about that?
You know why I appreciate Mark? He comes with material. He comes with it. He brings it hard and heavy. Good point there, Mark.
All right, yeah. I just thought that, man, that's a bad hair dye job. I'm telling you. That, man, that doesn't look natural at all.
I don't understand why we continue to put Pete Rose on television in general. I don't understand what that's about. Why is there a need, especially, okay, if there are certain games, especially if they involve the Cincinnati Reds, I understand why you want to put Pete Rose out in front. But is there really a need to have Pete Rose cover the All-Star game right now? Is there no one else of all the specialists and experts in the game of baseball that can call or discuss the All-Star game, Pete Rose is on everyone's top of the list?
Well, the man just wants to get in the Hall of Fame, Travis. Come on now.
It ain't happening. It's already been made clear that's not going to happen. And at this point, you're right, Mark. It's just a bad hair job and a guy that looks like he's melting in front of the camera every time he's on TV. So I would pass for that. I wish they would tap into some of these local markets and pull out a guy like Danny Mac and put him in front of the national television audience. Because this guy knows baseball as well as anyone, and he is extremely funny, and he's very personable. But I think it would be cool to be able to get announcers and color guys from other locales throughout the country that cover the players that actually are going to be playing tonight, as opposed to Pete Rose, who spends basically 6 months out of the year in Vegas pimping out his baseball cards.
Right, exactly. I saw that. I just laughed, man. I said, well, he could give some of that to John Bon Jovi because you see him in those DirecTV commercials.
You would think DirecTV, very successful company, would be able to get some CGI.
I mean, a guy like, would you ever imagine a guy like John Bon Jovi in a DirecTV commercial, man?
Man, them checks long.
Come on.
Man. Them DirecTV checks long. You know they long.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone has DirecTV. So those checks, you know, man, them checks alone. I would if I'm John Bon Jovi, what else are you going to do?
He can go on tour like everybody else.
Nobody going to see no John Bon Jovi.
Guns N' Roses went on tour. How come he can't go on tour?
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Question Mark's thoughts.
No, Mark's got a good point. I like the way you think. I see where you go. Also, you're looking forward to the Big Poppy Fest that will be the All-Star game tonight, too?
Yes, I'm looking at the starting lineup, and I know you're hating because you got all those Cubs in the starting lineup. So I know you're hating.
No, I'm not hating at all.
Old Cubby Mark.
Hey, I was happy to see Jason Hayward break the All-Star team this year. He didn't make it. David Price. I was happy to see David Price. Oh, he didn't make it either.
Oh,
wow.
And they just showed Buster Posey on. Oh, wow. Too bad for Yadier. Maybe next year. Nah.
People hate Puerto Ricans. That's a fact.
Chris has been to our meetings.
Oh, wow.
He snuck into our meetings. It's good to hear from you, Mark. Yeah. You take care, brother.
Okay, take it easy.
Take care, Mark. Always good to hear from Mark here on We Are Live.
He brings up a very good point. I'm pretty disgusted by the idea that Pete Rose continues to be on everyone's TV. But
that is weird. Of all the things, usually it's like dubstep or Pokemon, like things that 11-year-olds are into that are shoved down our throats. You do have
shoved?
A point.
Oh, I am sick of you.
You do have a point that I don't see the extreme buying demographic of 18 to 42 saying, you know what? You know what this broadcast needs? A page boy haircut.
You know what? Here's the thing. Now you're going full get off my lawn, and I'm going to challenge you, sir. Here's the thing. With everything that's going on in the world, if folks can tap into their childhood to bring about any semblance of happiness, I say go for it. And if that means Pokemon, if that means no one gets hurt, no one gets killed, then I am for half of America going out and playing Pokemon Go.
But they walk in the traffic.
Oh, my goodness. People finally leave the house. And they go walking.
That is a sad state of affairs that's the excuse with people.
What else do you want?
Yeah, but it makes them walk.
Here's the thing. Everyone said we need to come up with brand new creative ways and thinking outside the box to perhaps get fat ass Americans off the couch. And someone comes up with an idea and we're still crap on it. Let America go out and have a little bit of fun. You're telling me if you can go, half of America masturbates at work. Most of you folks who are driving home right now need 3 shots of alcohol before you walk into the house to say hello to your damn wife. You're getting pissed off at people walking around the country trying to bring a little joy in their life in Pokemon Go and WWE wrestling. Shame on you, Chris Denman. You are a better man than that. And if you're going to act like this, then I say you go back to Canada.
Speaking of Canadians.
Oh, my favorite one. Big Al. Everyone's favorite Canadian. Hey, Big Al.
Where the white women at?
They're probably doing yoga, watching The Bachelor.
Travis. They could come here for hot yoga.
Travis.
Yes.
Remember when I told you the other day, I said, hey, T, come out to my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You be safe.
Yes.
Don't play Pokemon. We'll jack you up at the old Fallon Quick Shop.
Oh, Lake St. Louis jacking people up these days, are they not?
No, that was O'Fallon. That's where it started.
That was pretty funny.
First of all, if you're going out to O'Fallon for any reason besides actually living there, it's your own damn fault.
Well, they live out here. So they lured these pokey people in to the K, Highway K okay, at 2 in the morning and just jacked them off. They did it like 8 times. They're like, oh, we're never going to get caught. Okay, how about if they backtrack the Pokemon and you idiot?
It was creative. You got to at least give them that, right?
Yeah, it was creative, all right. Now they're calling me to bail them out, and I ain't doing it. But, hey, listen, they said Android's got a problem, and so eventually they'll hack it, and then all your personal stuff.
Here's the thing. Everything's hacked, Big Al. It doesn't matter. You're on the grid. I know you do a great job of staying off the grid, but you're on the grid, Big Al. It doesn't even matter at this point. You're already got
it. I don't Facebook.
I was just looking at your checking account the other day. I'm impressed.
Hold on. I got a $1.09. But listen, I don't Facebook. I don't Twitter. No. I'm low pro, bro.
If you say so, Big Al, it ain't happening. You're my favorite Canadian, and I love you.
Hey, wait a minute. That's offensive. But I am a goaler. But, what's your sidekick doing? Is the air conditioning back on yet?
No. I'm melting into a chair right now. No air conditioning.
As McKern is throwing $1,000 bills out. What's up with that deal?
No, McKernan.
What's up with that old deal? We gonna bring that old deal back, McKernan? Well, I'll text him. I got his number.
Big Al,
let him know that Travis personally told you to text him.
Hey, enjoy your happy hour, Big Al.
Hey, hold on. Call Bart Inman. Bart will come out.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Big Al.
Take care, Big Al.
Gotta love Big Al. And you know what else I love? I love funny people. And maybe, and I'm not talking about your favorite movie, Travis.
It's a good movie.
With Adam Sandler playing the merman. I'm talking about recently crowned.
Crowned. He's got
crowned.
He's got the medal around his chest.
That's right. He won the competition at Helium Comedy Club. He's a member of STL Uplate, the improv shop.
He's our favorite rapscallion.
Good morrow, sir.
Good day.
Rafe Williams, everybody. Welcome to our glorious studios, Rafe. This is where the magic happens.
A lot of magic.
Big interviews, lots of sales revenue, and excellent, excellent audio features. Can you hear us? Have you sweat through yourself?
I don't know. I can't hear much in my headphones.
Alec, go grab some more earphones for the winner of the St. Louis funniest human being in the world.
Either way, we'll get into it with Rafe here in a second. We'll get him all set up. Check. We'll take a quick break. Chris Demon, Travis Terrell, Rafe Williams in studio. We're going to hell in a handbasket in this thing. We'll be right back.
We are live, presented by the Hill Cigar Company. Now, back to Chris Denman and Travis Terrell on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
It was Tennessee. It was what I had come into me. You were unlike anything before. Like magic devil killer, I was yours.
Welcome back to We Are Live.
We are live. My name's Chris Simmons. That's Travis Terrell. We've got Rafe Williams, known by many as St. Louis's funniest comic from Helium. Rafe, what is up, my man?
Not much, man. What's up with you guys?
Hanging out, trying not to burn up. Travis, I can tell his mood is shifting. It's like whenever his blood sugar drops.
No,
it's trouble.
I am fine. Only thing is when it's this warm, you want to be drunk.
Uh-huh.
You want to have alcohol in your system.
Like a Mai Tai.
Right. Something like a little Appletini, if possible.
A Tommy Bahama shirt.
That'd be great.
Right.
But that's the only thing. Plus, I would have dressed for the occasion if that was the case. I would have came in basketball shorts. I would have came in my old school.
Just let the nut stink hit the air.
Oh, yeah. This is the USA Dream Team jersey, Clyde Drexler jersey. Would have had that on today.
Let's just strip. Let's strip down. This is radio.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point. And looking at the bodies that's in this studio.
Yeah.
Bill.
Alec, you first.
I'm in my prime.
Rafe, seriously, it's great to have you back. You've been on 740 times. People demand you even more. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Should I give away a helium gift certificate tonight since you're in?
Yeah, for sure.
Since you're the king. All right. We got a $50 helium gift certificate we can give
away. Really?
Yeah. That's what you get when you're involved at times with helium. Dude, so how was the process? We had you in. We announced it live. We got to participate in some of the judging. Hello. You deserved every bit of credit.
Hello.
You know how things go. If we wouldn't have... been there, you probably wouldn't have won.
Let's be honest. You got the We Are Live bump.
It was the We Are Live bump. No. You crushed. Crowd was great. Your material was very sharp. And you owned the stage. Did it feel as good as it should?
Yeah, it felt good, man. There was some other really good comics up there.
Sharks, man.
Yeah, it was definitely a shark pool. Yeah. I could have seen it going. Honestly, Andrew Frank had a really good set. He's a great comedian.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see how it all shakes out. But that happens in comedy. I honestly think you could take – I'm very humble, and I'm very excited, and I was happy to have it, and I was happy to have that sweet cash. But it was like
– I was going
to
say you pulled up in a rented Mercedes today. Good for you.
That's what I spent it on.
Yeah.
Guns and butter, baby.
Three-day rental.
Guns and butter. Vin Rames taught me something, baby boy.
That's right.
Yeah, it was cool, and I honestly think you could take the same six contestants, wheel in a new audience, let us go in a different order, and it might shake out a different way. Everybody had a good set. That's the thing I was happy about. Like, everyone that went up did pretty well. I think the crowd was entertained.
Absolutely.
It showcased that, like, there's a lot of funny people working in St. Louis, and, like, it was good for the scene. I'll take what I can get.
You could take the dub, no doubt about it. And something
I'll
like that,
bump.
When it's competitive, I understand that obviously the competitive spirit in everyone, you want to come out on top. But as you mentioned, everyone had very good sets.
For sure.
So you make a great point that, you know, a different crowd, maybe a different rotation, things shake out a little bit differently.
Sure.
What impressed you the most with everyone else's performance that night?
Man, everybody just, like, came out, did their best set. Had tight material.
Yeah.
Libby crushed it. I was so happy to see her make it into the top three.
Same here.
I thought we had good diversity.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I thought that was very cool as well.
There was good ethnic and gender diversity on stage for top six. And I think that speaks volumes to, like, what the scene in St. Louis is trying to do.
I agree.
And everybody did well. And I felt like it was a room of, you know, comedy is subjective. When you get to a certain point, it's like... you don't know who the judges are going to be when they pull them in. It's like, maybe someone's a little more tickled by my sense of humor than someone else's. It doesn't necessarily make someone fundamentally funnier than the other person.
Right.
But the competition aspect is a good way to pump the shows up.
Right.
And I understand that. A good way to get people in there. But honestly, it's like golf, man. You're only trying to be better than yourself. There is a little bit, I think, of that, like Muhammad Ali, like, I want to be the best or the greatest. But I think... you can't get too wrapped up in that because, you know, denying someone else's greatness doesn't make you great.
Right.
Like, there could be more than one. There are a lot of, if there was only one good fighter in the UFC, it'd be pretty boring to watch.
Right. Exactly.
It absolutely would. I was trying to think, too. With
the reason people don't go to Harlem Globetrotter games, you know.
The Generals might pull it off tonight, right?
They might.
I'm thinking it might happen. No, it was just with the whole helium experience, we were proud of you. It was nice, too, just to be there and have that mindset, because we did. We judged both semifinal nights. No one looked like they didn't belong, I should say that, in the semifinals, finals, everything like that. Some went much better than others. But, man, that's got to be so, I don't know, uplifting to everybody. Like you said, for the scene, for just local talent in general to do a part of that. Very funny host, Jeremy Essig, other things. And you've got a ton of stuff going on. And to move to our next fun thing that we're doing, STL Up Late, Saturday.
Yeah. However, Thursday, I'm headlining a showcase at Helium Comedy Club.
Oh.
You can use that $50 gift certificate and come out Thursday night. See Ben Johnson, John Vinigoni, and myself.
Hello, Nurse.
We got an all Best of St. Louis showcase, and so that's one of the many.
No kidding. Was that part of the win?
No, but I think, you know, that's the good thing about it. It'll help put me on the radar for
sure.
This one of the semifinal judges was Rich Miller.
Dennis's brother.
Who's Dennis Miller's brother. Really? His other brother is Jim Carrey's agent.
Right.
Oh, nice.
So, like, I bit my tongue
like
when he was there.
It's like the trifecta of the powerful comedy family.
I didn't
Real
say
super
anything
nice
to
guy.
Him. Yeah.
He owns Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas. So, like, that's the benefit of things like that is, like, you kind of get on people's radar to where if...
That matters, man.
It does matter. Because when you send someone an email amidst 3,000 emails wanting to work their club and they can put a face with a name and it's a positive connection, then it usually helps you get work later on down the road.
I don't I've been curious about this. We talked a little bit about this with Ali Sadiq, and Jon Stewart had a great commentary on it after 9/11 about the role of entertainment and comedians in times of sorrow.
Yeah.
And, of course, last week was perhaps one of the toughest weeks this country has experienced in quite some time.
Yeah.
And Ali Sadiq literally was coming in to St. Louis, the time where an officer in Baldwin was shot and tension's been high and everyone's been emotional. You've been a seasoned comedian in this area for a little bit now.
34 years.
Long time. But there are things that comedians are going to have to face, especially when it comes to an audience sensibilities based on what's going on around them or what's going on in society. How do you adjust as a comedian when something like this that has been going on in our country, how do you, when you go on stage, especially this upcoming Thursday, and try to not only put on your best performance, but get the most out of that crowd?
Man, that's a really good question. There are several parts to that. For me personally, every comedian is different.
Mm-hmm.
I am personally more confrontational. I'll confront it.
Right.
I will talk about the elephant in the room. Some people are more of an escapist. They won't touch on that stuff.
Right.
They don't want to bring the mood down in the room. I'll try to find a funny conduit to tap into that, but also not be afraid to ruffle some feathers.
Right.
And I think when you have a good amount of time on stage and you're not just doing 5 minutes or 7 minutes, and you can let an audience get to know you, then they trust you. And then once they trust you, you can confront bigger issues like that. And I'll probably talk about it. I was really proud of Eric this week on Up Late, because I've always said I'd rather have an opinion and I'd rather have a voice, even if people don't agree with it. As long as you can make an intelligent, somewhat humorous argument.
Right.
And you don't have to necessarily agree with it, but if you can just appreciate it for what it is. So I'll probably address it, and I address other, like, big issues in my act. Gay marriage, gun control, things like that a lot of people steer clear of. I don't have a problem
I like when
about.
The two are combined.
Yeah. Bobby's got a great combination bit on that.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Bobby Jaycox, who will be in studio tomorrow.
Bobby Jaycox. Oh, he's coming in?
Him and Eric Christensen. Yeah, it's an STL Up Late week here that we are live. It's a short week. Because we're doing the morning after Thursday and Friday. But, leading up to us being on the show, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's what I think that's cool, too. And not to steer away from stand-up, we can just jump into whatever we want, really.
Yeah.
But when did you – you've been with STL Up Late since the beginning, right?
I have. I was a monologue writer starting out and joined the full cast, I think season 3.
Mm-hmm.
I came on as, like, full performance.
Absolutely. What's been the most well-received characters?
Man, I've had a few now.
You got a couple under your belt.
Stan Kroenke was. People seem to like my Stan.
Oh, Reef, how
my
are you?
Version of Stan. Ronnie Trump does pretty well.
Ronnie Trump's video views are a big deal.
Yeah, he just did. He just came on this week's show. I don't know if it's been released yet, but he just came on selling merch. Merch for Donald.
Oh, Ronnie. Ronnie at it again.
Ronnie's at it again, trying to sell merch for his brother. Gary Busey's been a good one. My Buseys have been kind to me on the show. So one of those three, probably.
Travis, who would you rather interview, Jake or Gary?
Jake
Busey, the son of Gary Busey, star of Screamers,
Starship Troopers.
Yeah, do you remember him in Screamers?
I do. I just thought about it.
He was the Grim Reaper.
Oh my God!
Wasn't he also in Synchronized Swatches? What was that? Do you remember that old Fox show?
Oh man, I don't know.
Something. I just want to do Gary. I want Gary Busey in the hot take for a hot tub. If I can get Busey in, I think that will. That's it. I think once we get that, there's no we're blowing in this town. We're out of here.
Entourage. They were just like, hey, just do your thing. We'll just start filming.
I'm still convinced that he didn't think there were cameras around.
That's true.
On what?
On Entourage.
He was
Busey?
Busey was on Entourage. Brian, man. And he just went straight Busey, and it was. I think it was almost like workshop. I think everyone was like, we're going to be in character, but we're going to let Busey do his thing, and we'll just follow suit. Speaking of your Ronnie Trump, hey, Giamatti, play that Trump drop that we got that we're going to roll into this next topic.
Yeah. I know a lot about Pennsylvania. And
Parker
it's
Lewis
great.
Can't
How's
lose.
Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back, right? How about that whole deal?
Rewind that back to. I like hearing the part where, and it's brought up on the morning after all the time. But the part where the woman screams whenever he. Okay,
just
one more time.
Quiet. Here we go.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back, right? How about that whole deal?
There's a woman in the back that's absolutely mortified at the thought of Joe Paterno. She is screaming at the top of her voice when Donald Trump mentions Joe Paterno.
Doug Vaughn has suggested she's jumped off a balcony at that point.
You'd have to think so. That would just like,
Man, I almost just cursed on your show.
We got a dump button. We got a dump button. You're a pro. We'll
get
figure
on
it out.
It.
The reason why I bring Joe Pa up, in 2004, a man testified that Penn State coach Joe Paterno ignored his complaints of a sexual assault committed by assistant coach Jerry Sandusky in 1976 when the man was a 14-year-old boy, according to new documents released today in a Philadelphia court. So Donald Trump was right. We're bringing that whole thing back. Donald Trump, Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky back in the news that apparently a couple former assistant coach, four other former assistant coach, were also aware that Sandusky was acting inappropriate with boys before law enforcement was notified in 1998, according to this testimony that was inside these newly released unsealed documents.
Law enforcement was notified in 1998 and he was indicted in 2011?
Yeah. It really reminds me of the film Spotlight. And if you haven't seen it, it's really they do a great job. It's the story, of course, of the Boston Globe reporters uncovering the large scandal within the Catholic Church when it comes to child molestation, where a lot of people knew a lot of things were going on, but were not either in a position to confront it or they were powerless to do anything about it.
Right.
And it's fascinating that this continues to leak out, especially since Sandusky is now in prison and Joe Paterno is now dead. But a lot of these coaches that knew about it or allegedly knew about it are still involved in football. One, for example, is defensive coordinator of Ohio State, Greg Schiano, and UCLA defensive coordinator Tom Bradley, both former Penn State assistants that were named in the documents today. So these are reputable individuals inside the NFL, El Schiano, former NFL head coach, but inside the coaching community where these guys apparently knew some of these abuses were taking place at Penn State and either told someone and it fell on deaf ears or they didn't actually believe this was taking place while they were at Penn State. But the thing that is fascinating about this story is that, and Chris and I have talked about this before, there are truthers that believe that Joe Pa and Jerry Sandusky have been set up. So there are people who wholeheartedly believe that this mounting evidence that Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky have been set up by this system inside of the state of Pennsylvania.
Are they getting letters from a guy named Larry Randusky?
This is an outrage.
I'm Larry Randusky, and I think Jerry Sandusky, I think I'm innocent. I mean, I think he's innocent. It's all, all the post stamps are from Pennsylvania Penitentiary. Man.
Yes, that's what the,
can
that's,
you say the word? Can you say? Never mind.
just write it down. No, you cannot. But you can imply.
Can I think it? Can I imply?
You may.
Can I imply bovine feces?
Yeah, there we go.
man. That's the dumbest thing. That they're, you know what, man?
But
There are a lot of stupid people. So
there are a lot of stupid people.
Me.
And it hurts my heart to know that.
Take the statue down.
Oh.
Forget Paterno. Take all. As far as I'm concerned, kick those dudes. As far as I'm concerned, kick those dudes out of football permanently. Who cares, man? First of all, you're comparing a football program.
Yeah.
To the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
There's a red flag for you. There's a giant red flag for you.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, well, if that's the case, then there's another institution I don't care for, and I would just be like, it makes me not even want to watch college football.
Here's the thing.
Like if something that's a game has if you're willing to put your conscience, your commerce over conscience, I think is what someone said.
Mm.
You're more worried about your career or the money that these student athletes are bringing into your program or these coaches are helping bring into your program. If you put your commerce over your conscience, as far as I'm concerned, you're trash.
We're also talking about what's widely considered in our society today the most heinous thing you can do.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if not the, it's certainly one of.
It is not, for me, it is considering that football institutions, especially college football institutions in this country, do everything they can to protect their bottom line, to know that there are people who are aware of this going on and not saying anything isn't too much of a total surprise
for
to
sure.
me. And I heard someone say today that, well, these coaches have come out of the – they have vehemently denied – Yeah, Greg Schiano's not going to step up to the mic and say, man, I sure did. For 20 years, new boys were just getting taken into the locker room and being showered with. I sure did, and I sat on my hands the entire time. No one's going to come out and actually say that. So it's an institution protecting itself because everyone's going to protect their self-interest.
Here's the thing, and we didn't talk about this in advance. There's five of us. Did everyone here go to public school or at least not homeschooled?
Yeah.
All right. You sure?
I know.
Alec's
got a homeschool look about him.
He does, yeah.
That's a good point.
I like he's like he's trying,
the homeschool look about him.
He's the only one who dressed appropriately for this weather, by the way. and by the way, also could lead a kung fu class. So there's that.
Here's the weird thing that I guarantee we haven't talked about it in advance. Right. Everyone had that weird coach.
Yeah.
Or PE teacher,
sure.
Or at least a teacher that you're like, hey, man, something's up with Mr. Ridley. Like, sure. I don't know what's going on. Like, I had a weird coach that, maybe he didn't do anything to me. But, like, I remember in junior high, like, the baseball coach, one of the baseball coaches, like, the girls would walk by. And, you know, they had softball shirts. Would have, like, Rachel over their they'd have their names on the front.
Sure.
What's that shirt saying? He'd reach out and, like, grab the shirt, but really kind of grab at her breast.
Oh.
Like, in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of, like, borderline inappropriate behavior. And I remember another friend telling me that same coach is, like, after a game, he's like, bud, you know, once you get in the shower, you'll feel better. Like, I will just it made me feel weird because we were by ourselves in the locker room. He's like, just hop in. I'll sit here. I'll talk to you while you shower. He's like, you feel better. I know you had a rough game. You look like you don't feel good. I think a shower will do. He's like, he was really pushing me to get in the shower. Maybe I read too deep into it.
But sure.
It made me feel uncomfortable. And I'm like, you hear these stories all the time. I think that there are people who get into those professions, teachers,
right?
Because they're positions of authority over youth.
Yeah.
For that reason, I think there are people that hang out because they know that they can use that position of authority to groom kids. Or to at least be around kids.
Consistently around kids.
Because I was a weird teacher at every school I went to that I was like, man, something's up with that guy. And, like, you see it on the news all the time. Like, men and women, like.
At my high school, like, junior, senior year, there was a rash of plenty of teachers sleeping with each other. And some students were thrown in the mix, too.
Sure.
So.
And there's always, like, the teachers you suspect. But, yeah, I mean, I think there's some people that, like, stay in that profession to be around younger people either relive their glory days. It gets really bizarre. Like, I dated a girl who basically, I mean, I would never say, but, like, admitted to me that, like, she had an affair with, like, the head football coach while she was 16 years old.
Yikes.
And she went to a different school than I did. These stories are, like, so common.
It's pretty crazy.
Everybody has, like, a person in their high school. They're like, I'm pretty sure she was banging Mr. Thompson.
Yeah.
Like, which, it never really came out, but it was like everyone was pretty sure it was
which leads credence to the point that it's very hard for a lot of these coaches to play woe is me.
Right.
I had no idea this was going on because, as you mentioned, we know these stories growing up. There are stories we hear when we went to the university, when I went to the University of Missouri, or when Chris and I were living in Columbia, we would hear all kinds of stories that were taking place with the athletes inside the athletic department. So to say that a person actually inside the athletic department or inside the football program had no idea this was taking place when there have been multiple victims that to come out of this situation is just it's a lie. It is what it is.
It's
unfortunate because you're right. I think there was when it comes to these type of crimes that Jerry Sandusky was found guilty of, it was hard to imagine that it's one thing when you hear the story of, man, is Cindy really messing with the gym teacher?
Mm-hmm.
To man, is Coach Sandusky really showering with 11-year-olds right now? Like I would hate to think that so many people were just okay with that. But as more evidence comes out, we hear folks saying, oh, yeah, it was just something we heard. We didn't really want to look into it. But, yeah, people talked about it a lot for a couple decades.
Up,
yeah, and that's troubling. So,
well, and it's like who – for instance, where's the whistleblower now? What happened to that guy? Where is he coaching?
I think a question.
Probably some Division III school in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet. I have absolutely no idea. And I might eat it, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, he's at Ohio State, and he's doing great. But I would be willing to bet that the guy that did blow the whistle, I don't even know his name. Or
blackballed.
I bet it hasn't helped his career.
No, I think coming forward with something like that, you are basically under the understanding that your life, and that's McQuarrie. That's one of the very first folks who came forward.
Right, so I'm talking the redheaded guy, right?
Yeah, his life.
Gingers do have souls, people.
Shocking. Breaking
the one news. Instance you're going to fall
out.
On this.
So, but the thing, but again, there is still truth. There is an
Where's
individual. I don't know. Let me look that up as we speak.
He's on it. I can see him in there just tapping away.
I'm not giving this person any just desserts on this one, but there is a truther on the TMA fan page that is adamant. That is adamant. That this is a setup. That is like of all the hills to die. There's the Morning After fan page, one of the most popular fan pages in all of America, where everyone comes.
Does have about 4,000 active members,
and people come and discuss tons of different things, whether it's about the show or whatever the topic of the day is in the news. And there's an individual that likes to go to certain corners of the web and find those sites that at the bottom it says, I love JerrySandusky.com news or whatever the crap it is. There's a person with a blog and they post it.
I know. I have a friend that sends me emails from like, and it's like truth or news like, pipeline.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
ConservativeFreedom.com.
It's a conservative thing. And then I read it and it's like, the article he sends me is like about how Obama works for the Taliban.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The article below it is how Obama is an alien.
Yes.
And I don't mean an illegal alien.
Sure.
Like, I mean like from Mars. And then the next one after that is that Dolly Parton's boobies are actually two midgets that live inside her shirt. And I'm like,
I read that. It's a good read.
This is the same website. And he's like sending me this. Like,
and he presents
like,
it as fact.
Look, man, here's stuff you don't hear. And he presents it all as facts. And I'm like, you got to have. And that's a huge problem on social media, too.
Oh.
Like, you got to have, like, take that extra step.
And it's a small step,
right?
It's a small step. It's literally going, hey, you can verify this information.
Yeah,
but my favorite thing, it's presented as fact, and they're like, this is what the liberal and the mainstream media is afraid to show you.
I want you to know, dude, if you inject marijuana right into your neck, marijuana oil cures mortality.
It's true.
I don't think it does, man. I think you'll be real high. I'm pretty sure that's a fact.
This is what MSNBC's not going to tell you about, man. Joe Pa has two penises. They don't talk about that in the Frey Report.
Kevin. Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, there's a good one. Wake up, sheeple.
Libtard.
Liberal media and your liberal narratives.
We got it coming across the screen. McQuarrie, is that his name?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like he's even coaching anymore.
I would stay as far as away from bathrooms, locker rooms, showers. I wouldn't even go to Bed Bath & Beyond if I'm that guy. I would stay far, far away from anything Shaw related, considering the story that he had to share in regards to the abuse that he suffered at Penn State.
But isn't that messed up that, like, this guy, I'm sure if he was coaching at that level, it was a pursuit he took seriously, and that he had to even, there was probably a moment that that guy had to, like, go to his house and be like, okay, someone's touching kids. Let me weigh the pros and cons of me coming forward to protect these children.
Right.
To me, that's completely screwed up.
Right.
It should be a no-brainer. You should be like, oh, you're touching kids? Well, because he witnessed it.
Right.
Right? He's, like, walked in and witnessed it. That was the precipice for him coming forward. It was like, okay, and this isn't a rumor anymore. I saw him in the shower. Like, for me, as a human, and maybe it's a sickness, whatever. Like, for me not to just start swinging on somebody.
Right. I was going to say, Trav, Rafe, I've known you guys for a long time, but if I find that out, like, I'm just going to kind of, it's,
you're gonna,
I'll put you down.
You'll naturally kick my ass, and I don't
know. I'll just.
Look at the rabbits, George.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, or that, too.
Exactly.
But, and I think, and look, I don't know, and we don't have to go too much further into it, but it's, again, just coming off watching the film Spotlight, there was a scene in the movie where one of the characters, one of the reporters, goes knocking on the doors, talks to one of the priests, and the priest admits that he molested these kids, but didn't think he did anything wrong because he didn't receive any pleasure from it. So I wonder, does it speak to the culture maybe back in the day? I'm not excusing it by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just trying to get a better understanding as to how folks could have been so silent for so long. And again, I'm wondering if the culture, considering what we saw come out of the Catholic scandal, is that we was just one of those things where, now we knew it was happening, but it was our neighborhood priest. And we knew it was happening, but it was Jerry Sandusky, the defensive coordinator for the great Penn State. We can't bring him down under this allegation. So I think it maybe speaks to more the culture that was taking place at the time. And that in itself is scary.
Brother Abear, he's the VP of marketing for We Are Live. I know a lot about sexual abuse covers-ups, and they're great. It's a Donald Trump impression.
It's pretty good.
Dan Buffa said Jake Busey played the suicide bomber in Jodie Foster's Contact. Soko Midgets. Guys, is this place a Pokestop? If it is, I'll come out. We're talking about STL Up Late.
You come out here with your camera phone, you might see four really naked dudes trying to beat the sweat.
I don't know if you want to catch that.
Giamatti, will you get nude with us?
It'll be very much Pokemon.
We can do the dance, the hockey dance.
I'm not going to lie, we haven't done a Periscope in quite some time. Us getting naked on AM radio isn't the worst idea we've come up with.
Yeah, I think it might be.
I think that's, yeah.
No, I'll put it up there.
As our intern goes, no, I insist. I have only been here for a month, but I insist that would be your worst idea.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Travis is drunk with the power he has over me. I knew I should not have succumbed to his sexual advances.
I was the one that was invited to someone's party this weekend.
For his daughter, I believe.
It was. And I didn't show. You know
what? According to Megan's Law, I don't believe you're allowed to show up.
According to a lot of laws, I shouldn't have been within the vicinity of Engine Joe's house. I wish I could have came, Engine Joe, but I was busy.
What'd you have going on?
I hung out with Barnhart Brawler instead.
Oh, okay.
I chose a different show listener to hang out with as opposed to him.
That's a big one. Rafe, you ever hang out with any fans or anything after the show?
Question. Do you sleep with your fans?
A lot of nice gentlemen at your shows.
There are some adorable
ones. I hang out, yeah. Like, I think it's a very much like a community. Sometimes I think even the specials you see on TV, like, I think stand-up comedy is alive.
Right.
A live experience, and it's very communal. And, like, I need the audience, and, you know, like, you get that reaction. I'm sure you get to certain levels. Because I see, like, people I work with. Some people will come out and shake hands, and some just sneak out the loading dock and get the hell out of town. But I enjoy talking to people. Like, I'm still at that phase in my career that, like, it's nice to hear people say that they enjoy what you do. Especially because I'm still doing – there's nights that I'm pretty sure no one does. I still do open mics. And I've done some of those nightmare shows where it's like, all right, cool. After you guys get done getting all you can eat ribs, I'm going to try to
I'm going to tell some penis jokes.
I'm
going
to try
mind.
To entertain you while the half of the room plays bingo.
Yeah.
I've been on some of those shows, so it's always nice to go out and I like people.
Yeah.
So you're open to banging your fans.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Okay.
Big Al texting in, you idiots will need a Mars telescope to see your little smokies. Taking some abuse from the audience tonight.
Big Al's talking about another man's smoky shocking. Big Al commenting on another man's penis. That is your calling card, Big Al. Go back to Canada.
That's how it goes. Rafe Williams.
Was that the guy on the phone?
That was the guy who was on the phone. He's calling in from a happy hour somewhere in St. Louis and deciding to...
He likes a couple of more.
Like, call Richard over at Cooling A1. Tell him, Big Al, you know what? Better yet, call Dave over at the Cool Spot. It's real.
Love
am I eating
cool
up airtime right now? You know what? Why don't you call my cousin Brian? He's got a pound of Freon in his garage. I helped him clean it last week.
hurt my nose a little bit with it. But
shout out to, before we go any further, shout out to two of our rivals tonight so far. Ooh. Getting in on the Major League Baseball All-Star action. The game was led off with a home run by Chris Bryant. But in the bottom of the second, the Kansas City Royals respond with a home run by Hosmer and a two-run shot by Salvador Perez. 3-1 American League over the National League in the All-Star game.
That's exciting. I'm really upset that we're not watching the All-Star game right now.
Oh, man. If there's one event that I hate that we missed because of our show, it's certainly the Major League Baseball All-Star game. I hate it. I hate that you don't get a chance to sit down and actually watch it live as a family. Did you watch it a lot as a kid growing up, by the way?
It would hold my attention for a little bit. I would get excited about the home run derby, and then I would get really bored by it pretty quick.
Yeah, it was like you go through the first round, and then you're just like, all right, 30 minutes in, that's enough. Like last night, Giancarlo Stanton hit 61 homers. And I love home runs, and I love Giancarlo Stanton. I ain't standing around watching no damn man hit 61 damn home runs.
I will say this. They got hip to, like, editing. That was the most tight. Because I, as a kid, sat through some of those, like, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire home run derbies where, like, they show you every pitch. They watch 8 pitches go by, and it's in real time. Like, they at least got hip to, like, they only showed the swing, the home run, direct edit back to the next pitch they swing at. So they only showed the outs. They only showed pitches that they swung at.
Right.
If it was an out, you didn't have to wait 10 minutes for some kid to field it. Like, it was just an out, and they moved on. And so they did tighten it up and make it a little more exciting to watch. Gave him breaks, pumped. There was a point where Stanton, like, turned down a Gatorade. I was watching it at work and his friend, like, you could see the guy lean over and be like, hey, man, you better take a drink of this Gatorade, man. Like, this is $7,000. And he's like, oh, okay. And he just, like, holds up the green Gatorade and, like, wipes his mouth with a Gatorade towel and then, like, pulled a lever and Gatorade showered down on him.
We'll talk that and more on the other side. Rafe Williams in studio, Travis Terrell, Chris Denman in the house. We're hanging out.
Baba booey.
Sweating our balls off.
Wait a damn minute.
I got nothing for you guys. We'll be right back.
Had a whole top diamond in the bottom rose gold.
Yo. We about to start an epidemic with this one. Yeah, I know what this is. Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little.
We are live. Presented by the Hill Cigar Company. Now. Back to Chris Denman and Travis Terrell on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Giamatti, you're so coy with this song choice.
Welcome back to We Are Live.
Rafe, take your clothes off. You heard the song?
I already did.
My bad, I didn't see it.
This is my farmer's tan, and you thought it was a T-shirt.
I'm so aroused either way.
I just have a V-neck farmer's tan.
That voice is Rafe Williams. He's got a show this Thursday at Helium.
What's up, St. Louis?
What's up, St. Louis? Travis Terrell brought us back.
Ow!
Sweating along with us in studio. We got Alec, the intern. He goes to the Mizzou Business School, and he chose us over Scott Trade.
Take that, Scott Trade. Suck it.
We got a caller. We got a hot one.
Uh-oh.
Or he's ordering a pizza.
That's right.
Pizza, I'm almost certain.
Yeah, but Giamatti's all that. Big Maybe Al both. Texted in a picture of his Cialis prescription, Rafe. Well, your thoughts? Cool.
Kind of, huh?
Hook me up, man. That way when I sleep with my fans after shows, it'll make a good impression.
What else you got today, Trav? What's going on in the
what
world?
What I got on tonight's rundown, Chris. All right, so you guys spoke about, before we went to break, we talked about the home run derby. There's a gentleman that's been calling it since I was a kid. His name is Chris Berman. Now, as he was adorable.
Yeah,
it was fun. You talk about Chris makes fun of me about the things that I loved as a kid and I still love now. But that's one of the things that I hate. It's Chris Berman. I hate him.
The Buffalo Bills.
I hate him as much as anything in the world. But before I get into Chris Berman, someone I hate, how about
Alexander?
Can I talk to somebody
I love? You is wrong.
Is he still there,
Giamatti? I don't want to be right.
He's gone? Okay. Well, so anyway, last night, so he's calling the Home Run Derby. And this is probably his last one. His contract will not be renewed by ESPN. This was his last call. At the end of the Home Run Derby, after Giancarlo Stanton won the trophy last night. Go ahead, Giamatti. Hit the lever, Giamatti. There you go.
And guess what? The buzzer is sounded in a year that we lost the king. And all in all, you have to say, down goes Frank.
All right, so what you didn't hear there, he perhaps got a little bit muted in the audio, is that he says, down goes Frazier. And that's referring to Frazier of the Chicago White Sox, who was competing against Giancarlo Stanton. But in there, he said, because Muhammad Ali's death, down goes Frazier. Mm-hmm. So he wants to make the connection. Here's the thing. That wasn't a Muhammad Ali fight. That was Frazier and Foreman. Wasn't Muhammad Ali. So he's trying to bring in Muhammad Ali, trying to bring it full circle. Oh, man, it's Frazier. He's in the Home Run Derby, and we just lost Muhammad Ali. And he goes on to say, in the year we lost Muhammad Ali, down goes Frazier. So it was just not only completely tasteless, but absolutely inaccurate. And this is why I cannot wait till Chris Berman is gone from the earth. Because he's 10 years past his time. Like, people in the media, especially sports media, talk about guys ruining their legacy and being out there just to collect a check. Yeah. Chris Berman epitomizes that. And he's disgusting looking. He's terrible at his job. And this is why I'm so happy he will no longer be on the airwaves. And I'm almost certain he has nude photos of Mickey Mouse. He has someone wearing Goofy's outfit and banging out, I don't know, Daffy Duck. I don't know why he continues to be a part of ESPN and Disney programming, but he is, and I hate it. And last night was a prime example of why I can't wait for him to go away. Go away, Chris Berman. You're terrible at your job. You've been terrible at it for a decade, and yet to keep it. And I'm sorry, Chris. I apologize. I have to wrap my argument up with this. He is the mascot for white privilege. Good night, everybody.
Well, Travis will be exiting the studio on that one.
He is kind of like my grandpa in terms of, like, what you just described. Is like my grandpa tries to, like, he mixes metaphors. So that's kind of what he did. He's just like, when the cat's away, stay out of the kitchen. I think that's it, Grandpa. I think he just mixed two metaphors. And he's like, well, let me tell you this. Look both ways. We start the fire.
My favorite.
I think that's a Billy Joel song.
Yeah.
Mixed with the white of the chicken cross the road. Neither of those is actual grandfatherly like advice. You're really getting out there these days.
My favorite thing is when not only people are wrong, but when they're loud and wrong. He was just like, you're not.
Just
down goes Frazier? Oh.
What about Mike Lee? Mike Lee there.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Yeah, I was at two different radio stations today.
And what'd you talk about?
One of them, I say milk.
Why'd you say milk? Were you having milk at the time, or were you
they
saying
they got it? A girl in there.
Oh, well, were you referring to her bottom when you said milk?
Yeah, and then I would say milk.
Ah.
And I make fun of Doug on AM.
Well, hey, Mike, we're going to be on with Doug Thursday and Friday. What will you say to him then?
Mean morning or night?
And morning.
You guys are gonna be in there?
Yeah,
we'll be there, Mike.
You should have heard me make fun of Doug.
Well, you get to do it again Thursday and Friday. Thanks, Mike. Love hearing from Mike Lee.
Does it bother you that so many people in this town know the anatomy of Doug Vaughn? Do you think it bothers his children or his wife?
I think they probably appreciate it. I think he's on a long-standing, successful radio show, and he's adored by hundreds.
Here's the thing. Can I throw this out there? I mean, this may cause some friction.
Well, do you hate him, too, because of his skin color?
I know. I love Doug. I'm absolutely in love with him. In fact, he's probably the only conservative that I'm willing to actually marry at some point in my life. But I don't think he's the hottest person in this station.
Is this a temperature joke because we're dying right now?
No, not at all. I honestly think Charlie Marlowe does not get enough attention for his sexiness. He has everything. Tell me what Charlie doesn't have. He has everything. He has the six-pack. He has the hot fiance. He's got the great hair. He does sports for Fox. He's everything every man in the city wants to be. I don't know. I don't understand why people want Doug's older. Why would you want something like he's not even vintage?
You want to keep working this out?
No, I'm just saying Charlie Marlowe is pretty adorable. Thank you for yes and participating.
Imagine doing this in front of a room full of people.
Man, thanks for the help.
Too hot.
Thanks, co-host.
It is too hot.
Appreciate the co-host throwing you under the bus.
Follow me on Twitter. Blackfish.
Good God.
The comedian.
Oh my.
Comedian Blackfish.
Goodness.
Official comedian Blackfish on Twitter. It's too hot, and I couldn't follow where you're going.
Lordy,
if you want to talk about Marlo's hot thighs.
You sit up here and eat kale all day to lose as much weight as humanly possible.
I did not eat kale today. Maybe that's
the
problem.
We're trying to sweat this out, and you can't even be a good sport.
I can't even yes and that. I'm just out of it, man.
Look at Alec. He's sitting up here. He looks fine.
Well, he's not 70 pounds overweight.
Look at Rafe.
Rafe and I. Well, oh, shot at Rafe.
No, it wasn't.
I was
shot
having
at Rafe.
An out of body experience. What did you say?
The diabetes makes me 5 degrees hotter, Travis.
I was just in a Costco with Jim Morrison. I'm not sure how I even got back here.
Big Mike says,
we
chill
bought
out
a ton of
man.
Listerine.
Did you? Good to hear
I
from
heard
Big
on
Mike.
The break. Oh, sorry, man.
No, it's your show. Go ahead.
I heard on. Welcome back to We Are Live with Ray, Funny Man, Comedian Williams.
King of St. Louis.
I heard an ad for Campfire, which is a project I'm involved
with. Yeah, let's
with
talk
Steven
about
Harowitz.
It, yeah, I love Steven.
That's cool that he's running an ad. It's like a really cool thing he does where we take like a person who doesn't normally speak in public that has a good story to tell. And we use all kinds of digital elements. So
sure.
Trying to engage all five senses, taste, touch, smell. We get the audience involved. We use all kind of digital art forms. And I'm lucky enough to, like, help coach the speakers for that. Try to help them punch up their stories a little bit, help show them how to write and condense and some of the body mechanics. And we got a real cool dude named Simpho that's going to be on there. And he's like, he's got a wild story.
Got a crazy story.
Yeah. A wild story all the way from Rwanda to being homeless here and on his way back up to good things in his life, we hope. So
yeah,
that's a cool thing. If you're not doing anything Saturday, check it out.
Yeah, you can go there during the day. You can come see all of us at STL Up Late.
Yeah, make a day of it.
That night. Yeah, why not? People say that, too. It's there's no baseball this weekend, right?
There's
All-star break. Is there baseball?
We'll be starting back up this
Like
weekend.
I said, we'll see us down. Come on, Travis. Play along.
No, I mean, yeah, man.
Home game?
Yeah, man. And,
is it a home game?
Baseball is not back. I don't believe it.
No, seriously, though. Campfire, STL Up Late. Come support some local fun events,
start
too.
On Thursday.
I'm excited. Yeah. Oh,
Take
Thursday
Friday
at Helium.
And watch baseball.
Uh-huh. Tonight, Saturday, we'll give away a $50 gift certificate to Helium. You can use it Thursday if you like.
Do it.
JB Smoove, hopefully, in studio with us. Friday. Not sure what's going on with that. It's a big week, Rafe.
Got a lot going on, man. It's going to be a cool. There's always some good stuff happening. JB Smoove is a funny dude, man. I hope that he comes in and hangs out with you guys.
That'll be nice. It'll be really cool. Everybody loves JB
Smoove. Are you guys excited to be on Up Late?
Here's the thing. I don't know what to expect. I've seen the show.
I do because I'm in the writer's room.
See, and that's the thing.
Rafe's just going to write us out of the show completely.
I'm curious as to how, I just want to show up. I'm ready to roll. As you can see, my improv skills tonight have been strong at work. So I'm looking forward to being able to stay
they
in
there. They are on to stay.
Diatribe condemning Chris Berman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Mixed with your
sexual
innuendos
advances.
For Doug Vaughn.
Hey, I had great improv coaches. So, they really did a great job taking time out of their schedule to help us out.
I'll say this about Up Late. I went and watched 2 weeks ago. It was very fun to see live, and it made me appreciate everything that goes into it. Because just like with radio, which, I mean, whatever, there's so much more to TV as far as what I saw and what I know that goes into it, us being privy to some of the behind-the-scenes stuff with Josh McNew and yourself and Eric and everybody else that's working on that. I was really interested to see everything put together, and then it made me eager to be like, hey, I want to get out there, and what are we on, for like 5 minutes or something like that?
Right.
Which is a nice chunk of the show. It's like a 22-minute show. So we'll get a chance to go out, have some fun with talented people, and then also get to see the show as well. I'm excited, personally, just to be out there with friends and to maybe do something funny. Who knows?
Yeah. Just have fun.
That's it? That's all you got? Just have fun?
Yeah, because here's the thing that you guys will be good at that a lot of guests don't. A lot of guests feel like because they're on a comedic show that they need to try really hard to be funny. Almost always tanks.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's just like, just go be yourself and have fun, and the funny will happen.
So if you, like, run a donut shop, you should show up and try and be really funny, right?
Yeah, right.
Random example. Right. Random example.
We've had people come out and, like, Eric can't even conduct the interview because they've got, like, these bits that they've come with that they're just like, oh, you're doing this, huh?
Why do people come with bits? I don't understand how that works.
I think people don't understand how comedy works sometimes. I think that there's like, we've had people on, some guests are awesome. The majority of our guests are awesome. They just like go with the flow and let us do our thing. And it's fun. And then we've had like the occasional person that has come on. And they got some preloaded bits that they thought were a good idea. They discussed it with some friends.
Yep.
And
go for it, man. This is your
team. Can always tell when someone's like not answering the question being presented to them.
They're trying to focus in on their.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then it makes for like, you guys are cool. You guys don't have to worry about that. You got a good vibe.
But like I said,
we got some cool stuff planned for you. We're going to pull out a baby pool, give Blackfish his first swim lesson.
Ooh. I hope there's a wetsuit involved.
Live on the air. Well, there is a lifeguard involved. I can promise you that.
Oh, this is getting sexier by the minute.
Here's the thing. I've been very revealing around Rafe and Josh McNew. And now I'm afraid because I've exposed myself completely to these individuals.
Yeah, you're.
And now I know what they.
Yeah.
I'm just envisioning these two just having lunch like, man.
We're meeting later. We're going to talk about it.
I can just see it now, you two. Man, I can't wait. Did we get that Negro in the studio? We're going to turn his ass up. Looking forward to it. That's going to be great, guys. I'm looking
forward
to it.
Chris Berman's going to meet with us.
Uh-huh.
We're going to eat sushi.
Oh, great. I found my ex-girlfriend. That's just going to be a delightful live show. Here at STL Up Late. I'm looking forward to this guy. Thanks, Josh. I only spent 2 weeks with you in Honduras and
Boy,
L.A.
Has opening that guy,
up to you.
Has that guy, how do I put this? Within Josh, and then Casey too. Actually, now that I think about it, have you been favored orally by those guys?
Good
for
God,
the
man! For Christ's sake, there was another way to present that question.
That's the best FCC.
That is no.
I mean, what? Those guys. You recommended those guys. They've gotten a couple trips out of it. They've got all kinds of stuff going.
I know. I'm really regretting not having more confidence in my own skills.
In your camera work.
I should have just lied. Actually, I'm a very good camera operator.
That's right. / editor and everything else.
They have not, but...
Thank you.
We need to look into that.
Well, first of all, no, we don't.
What's
There's
wrong?
A need for us.
Travis, why do you hate...
I don't hate it at all. I'm sure there are other ways. Josh and they can repay you back without... No. We just had a discussion on that, Sandusky. Much relaxed there, pal.
Well, Josh is a good dude.
He is, and he's married.
True. I'm not sure what that has to
do. Well, Chris was talking about fellating people, and there's no need for that.
Well,
why do you hate gay people, Travis?
I don't know where this is, how that's possible.
It would be amazing if Chris and Travis could be funny from Big Mike. This is a... I blame the heat.
Remember soft serve ice cream? Soft serve ice cream. That's what Chris is right now. He's melting.
I don't know
in the
what
studios.
The last 10 months, like, what's bad about that?
The sun's going down.
But
relax.
Tonight.
This show's brought to you by Coppertone. Coppertone. When you want to be bronzed, we have this studio.
It
actually feels pretty good in here, man. Like,
oh,
this reminds
it?
Me of hot yoga.
Yeah.
I did hot yoga one time. I don't recommend that to anyone. If anyone is still listening to this heat-inspired rant,
yeah,
listen closely. Mm-hmm. Never, and I repeat, never, ever go inside of a hot yoga studio. It's not good for you. It's just like regular yoga. If regular yoga was performed in the seventh circle of hell.
Yep. Preach.
It's awful. Don't do it. It does not cleanse your soul. It only makes you hate yourself. This segment brought to you by Sylvia's Hot Yoga on Grand and Jefferson. That's right. Sylvia's Hot Yoga on two streets that run parallel.
I would love to meet the person who came up with that, with hot yoga. I really want to sit down and have a discussion.
It was
them.
A wild thing, man. I went.
Who comes up with, I mean, it's a white woman, I'm almost certain, right? But who comes up with, who said, man, you know what? Saunas. You know what's even better? Yoga. Yeah. Combine them. Let's do that. Why? And I don't know. It's gross. But it's the most successful thing in the world right now.
I don't know, man. People love it. I can tell. It was like, when you think of yoga, you think of like a soft-spoken yogi with this like guiding you through this really like spiritual.
From India.
No, I had like an angry little troll with permanent THOs and a rage addiction. She was, and I didn't.
And you are.
And here's the thing: I never done
hates.
Yoga.
You're everything she hates.
I never. It was me and one other guy in the place, and he had on a unitard. If that's and me and like my U of I basketball shorts and
sure.
a wife beater, because
sure.
I'm like, where's little clothes you're comfortable with?
Yeah.
And she's just like yelling things like, keep your eyes front. This is not a flesh exhibit. And I'm like, I'm trying. I don't know the pose you're saying.
Right.
I don't know what.
What's going on?
Morning wood warrior is or whatever we're doing. So, like, I'm trying to, like, just imitate the people around me. And I felt like she was talking to me the whole time. And I don't know, man. We were doing some. It was the first time I ever done yoga. I was doing some complicated
right.
poses. And here's the thing. I got some good advice from a friend who was like, what should I do to prepare? And they're like, well, just drink lots of water. Just remember to drink lots of water. And I'm like, cool. What they forgot to put on that sentence was the word after. Mm. So you should drink lots of water after hot yoga. I
yep.
rolled into hot yoga on like 3 gallons of freshly consumed.
That's awesome.
Tap water.
Good God.
So I'm doing all these weird poses that would like make a Japanese contortionist sweat. And this water's just staging like a Jimmy Hoffa Union revolt in my stomach. And we did some kind of backwards backbend where I remember seeing the ceiling and then part of the other wall, and then I just blacked out.
Oh,
no one checked
God.
On me. I'm just laying there on my mat. I don't know for how long. I met Red Fox and Jim Morrison. They were both cheering me on.
Proud of you, man.
That was a pretty cool experience. We went to Baskin-Robbins, and then I woke up on the floor. And I knew I had, like, the second revolt was coming, so I made my way to the trash can where I was met by the guy in the unitard and he and I took turns, like, projectile vomiting into this thing.
Oh, he's said
no kidding. Because they tell you you can't leave. They're like, if you leave, don't come back.
What is this?
They like,
jiu-jitsu?
Yo, I'm telling you, dude, it is hardcore in there, man.
Get the hell out
I'm
of here.
I'm telling you.
This is somebody
lady,
who's never played a sport in their life.
She's like, if you leave, you don't want to disrupt
dominance.
The flow of the class.
Right. Shut up, lady.
So lay there.
Newsflash, Rafe is not your uncle who touched you. Okay?
Right.
So stop taking it out on him.
So I'm sitting there puking with this guy.
All-time high on molestation jokes for the show.
And he goes.
It's the heat.
No, he looks up and he goes, isn't it great?
What?
You think of how many toxins are leaving your body right now. And in my mind, I was like, that's a valid point.
That's a valid point.
But all
point.
My mouth said was, you unitard.
Right.
And which he ran away and went back to his mat like
kindergarten. Pranced away, right?
And then I went to my mat and finished what felt. That was just like at the 30-minute mark of a 90-minute class.
My gosh.
I soldiered it out. I soldiered it out.
I've been through kickboxing training less brutal than that.
But here's like the thing about it. I told you that story, and it's true. There's more details that I won't bore you with in its entirety.
We
but
can
when
use
I tell
a lot
people
tonight,
that story.
The heat's getting to us.
I think that's how people who get abducted by aliens feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were there, you know it happened,
right.
And no one will ever believe you.
Hmm.
Wow.
This is We Are Live.
Is anybody else hard?
It's American
Life. God, for the love of God.
Goodness, there have been more per capita penile references than any other show.
And that's saying a lot for Inside STL.
You're wanting to get naked.
I guess, because why not? Are you not? Have you not Ray been inside of a locker room before? It's okay. We've
I did all
naked.
The nudity I care to do.
The smell of a locker room. Something I'll never have to smell ever again in my life.
And this is a proper transition, being a comedian, a guy that's in front of the camera, if a director asks for it, would you ever get nude on camera?
I literally was just... We just did this last STL upload where Eric was trying to... His monologue is bombing... So he's trying to imagine the audience in their underwear, but right. I can only imagine me in my underwear. So I literally just did it. I was sitting like in the audience on camera, and this will be, it's probably viewable now.
Yeah, YouTube.
Dropping nachos onto my bare chest and smearing them, pretending like I had a sweater on, and we were like doing the inner monologue. I was like, oh man, that's totally going to stain. I better pour some water on it, and I'm like pouring water on my... So there's an alarming amount of as close to nudity as we can get on our show all the time. I played the Mountain, and Bobby played Cersei.
Yeah.
And we did the Walk of Shame when I was in it. We were both... He was completely nude.
Okay.
And I was not wearing much like a few episodes ago. Then I came out for Dave Holmes, and I played... We really milked the fat naked guy last show. Like coming off like Wednesday, my mom's super proud, funniest guy in St. Louis.
Sure.
Cut to Saturday, naked, smearing nachos on my chest. And I come out dressed as the girl from the Blind Melon video in a giant bee suit for Dave Holmes.
Oh, no.
Giamatti, you okay back there?
Oh, no. The visuals you provided.
Yeah, man. That was like a real roller coaster of crowning achievement and really, really humbling experience.
That's a good week.
Well, Rafe.
So that's what you're walking into Saturday, boys.
Yeah. Excited. Thursday night at Helium. You can see him there doing a show with several other great comedians here in St. Louis. Check it out. You can also, we'll give away a $50 gift certificate before we get out of here to Helium. You can use that for whatever you want.
Do it.
Friday, what do we got Friday?
Friday, Joe Friday at the Improv Shop. Joe Friday, short form improv jam. It's a really cool show that McKernan's brother actually directs.
Boom.
And then Saturday, all day, every day, we got Campfire.
Then STL up late.
Go drink in the afternoon, get a good buzz on, maybe go to Schlafly Bottle Works.
Keep drinking.
Keep drinking. Come to STL up late. Within reason, people. Watch that show, then come to the after party. We'll probably have some sort of... We usually have an after party after the last show.
I'm working on that, actually.
Could be fun, man.
Yeah. So, hey, check it out. Rafe, thank you so much for sweating out with us. I apologize for my lack of anything tonight. Not giving you much, but I always appreciate you coming in.
I love coming in, man. I'll be back.
Absolutely. Travis?
I'm going to go meet Muth McNew and secretly plan Travis's
worst
night ever.
I love it. You get. You want to be the talent? I'll play the straight man.
Here's the thing. I'm excited and worried, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool.
It'll be a great time.
Can I ask you guys a sports related question?
Please. Sure.
Real quick.
Okay.
You're the one who's gonna leave. You do what you want, baby.
What are your thoughts? I don't know if you had to go to commercial.
Nope.
We're talking about the All Star game.
Right.
They've been droning on and on all day about they don't like that it determines home field advantage.
Right.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
Travis?
I think it's the dumbest thing, perhaps, in sports. I don't understand. That's the silliest thing. It's an exhibition game. Let's be clear about it. The fans have a lot to do with the roster.
Right.
So why then would that be a determining factor on the team that bust their ass 162 games and bust their ass in the playoffs only for something that had to do with a handful of players determining who plays home field advantage. Now, I don't think home field advantage when it comes to the playoffs makes that big of a difference in baseball. I think I have that same feeling when it comes to hockey.
Six of the last seven.
Yeah.
Whatever league won the All-Star game went on to win the World Series.
Right. And so the Royals run on the road. It worked for the Cardinals back in 2011, but again, I don't know. I don't. I think it's the dumbest thing currently. One of the dumbest things.
Yeah, Major League Baseball pitchers seems really married about, to it.
It's ridiculous. I think Fox is probably married to it, and they're pulling the strings on that. I think it's awful. It's stupid. You have guys like Jose Fernandez saying, "I can't wait to groove one for Big Poppy. Let him send it out."
Yeah. Wayno,
you can't do
Wayno
that.
Wayno did that.
He didn't learn a lesson from all the heat Wayno took.
Yeah, I don't care. It's clearly an expedition, and whatever.
Exhibition.
Expedition.
Expedition.
That's my favorite car.
That's right. Don't worry.
That's what we ride around in my streets.
Big Mike texts in again, and this is why we do our show from 7 to 10. It's for California West Coast drive time. That's where we're the most popular. All the visuals from the show. I'm so glad to be stuck in traffic. Well, we're happy too, Big Mike. It's good to hear from you ever since I sent you that Cardinal shirt.
Love that guy.
Tried to run with it. Rafe, you got to go?
Yeah, I'm out of here, man.
Smart man. Go outside where it's cooler than in here. This is awful. Rafe, thank you so much. Check him out. We just had Dan Buffa wrote a very nice piece on Rafe. And congratulations to Rafe for the big win at Helium. Check him out. STL Up Late, Campfire, all the good stuff. And Thursday at Helium. Thanks again, buddy. We'll take a quick break.
No Rafe? Problem, man.
You're the
I
man.
Love you, St. Louis. Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
What a dork. Quick break. We'll be right back.
We are live, presented by the Hill Cigar Company. Now, back to Chris Denman and Travis Terrell on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to We Are Live.
We are live. My name is Chris Denman. His is Travis Terrell. Big thanks to Rafe Williams from STL Up Late for coming by. Chatting it up. We love talking to Rafe whenever he's able to make it by. He's been on several times. And despite the nasty conditions, Rafe brought it as usual. You can go back, download that on InsideSTL.com, iTunes, and wherever finer podcasts are distributed. Travis.
We're going to call a little Peyton Manning tonight?
You don't even want to talk it out. Yeah, we'll hang out for a little bit, and then we'll throw it to the Ali Siddiq interview from last Friday, live from Shock City Studios for the last hour or so of the show. And you can even hear from Jonathan Kite, depending on the link that we have in there. So this is not fun to do radio in this whenever we've been up, running around all day, all that good stuff. So check out articles. Dan Buff has been working very hard. Just posted
a new post today.
Yeah, what do we got, Trev?
We got a new post on WeAreLiveRadio.com from our good friend, special contributor Dan Buffa, discussing the television show on AT&T and Audience Network, Kingdom, starring, of course, the one Frank Grillo. It's a very good program. I suggest you all check it out, especially for those who have DirecTV. You should be able to find it on Audience Network. I think it's 500, if I'm not mistaken, on DirecTV. So it's a really cool show. It's got a little bit of MMA. It's got family drama. It's very gritty, very visceral, very well done, actually. It may not get the attention as the other big shows or the other new big dramas that are currently out, mainly because it is on a new network like Audience, a relatively new network like Audience.
A lot of talent on there, though.
A lot of good talent on there. And if you're a big boy band fan like I am, Nick Jonas is also on this show.
Bringing heat all day long.
It's a very good show. It's a very good write-up by our good friend Dan Buffa. So make sure you guys go check it out under live blog on weareliveradio.com.
To follow that, we'll have Matt Loria on the show tomorrow at 8:30.
Good-looking gent.
In studio, we'll have Eric Christensen and Bobby Jaycox, two very talented dudes that work with Rafe at STL Up Late and that will help with hopefully Travis's very scary TV experience.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm very excited that those two have gotten together to come up with some stuff for us this weekend. I'm very excited to participate in that. Chris, as I went on my rant about Chris Berman, I'm seeing three articles 2 in the New York Times, 1 in Daily News, talking about how terrible Chris Berman is and how he should probably leave right now. So I'm glad to know that I'm not alone in my rants on how I feel about Chris Berman. I'm just absolutely disgusted
with
his face.
Such a brave statement.
That's true. I'm not going too far on
the limb. Deadspin's like 10 years up on you, man.
Yeah,
they've
really
been coming
are.
After him
Here's
for a while.
Here's the thing, and I've been patient, and I at first when Deadspin would go after him, I thought, oh, they're just picking on him. But after talking to people who've worked at Bristol, who've worked alongside Chris Berman, and talking to people who've come into contact with them, there's nothing but horror stories about how terrible of an individual this man is and how completely arrogant he is. And if you've seen Chris Berman, there is nothing on this earth that should suggest that he should be that arrogant. And he's terrible at his job. Let's be completely honest. He's awful at his job, and there's really no real reason for him to still be on television. There isn't.
Okay.
And so I know, again, I just got into the rant one more time, but it's just, how are you going to be that talentless and that arrogant and get paid so much?
Right.
Like, that's just that trifecta to me. Now, we're talentless. We have no talent. But it ain't like I'm rolling out of the parking lot in a Bentley, baby. As I shouldn't. I understand.
Right.
It just disgusts me to no end. One thing that we need to do going forward, and we'll do it maybe next year, is to find a way to get to Comic-Con. That starts up next week. I've always wanted to get to Comic-Con because of the panels, because they reveal so much from the shows. So here are some of the panel ideas that will be going on for all of those who are heading out to San Diego next week. Lucky bastards, I wish I were you. Some really cool content they're going to be distributing. Conversation with Josh Whedon. There's going to be a Warner Brothers panel where they completely discuss all the new footage from Suicide Squad and Justice League. That's going to be really cool. You got, of course, Star Trek Beyond. And one panel that I'm really wishing I could attend is the 30th anniversary of Aliens.
That's exciting.
That's really cool. They're going to bring out the entire cast, all the cast, for Aliens. And the filmmaker himself, the guy who one of the biggest recluse in all of Hollywood, James Cameron, is going to be on this panel. So I'd imagine they're going to obviously discuss the Aliens, and I'm almost certain James Cameron will get at least 3 Avatar questions.
Dogtown Astrovan chiming in, Chris Berman stole my boyfriend, Darnell.
I'm not surprised. Chris Berman steals everything.
Sorry, to go back to... he stole blues music! That's great. Cameron was in Entourage, of all things.
Yes.
And he went to the bottom of the sea.
The guy doesn't show up anything, but he will show up in an episode of Entourage. Just wrapping things up as we get towards the top of the hour. Chris... I don't know if you've seen this photo. Bradley Cooper was at Wimbledon this weekend. And there was a moment where the cameras turned to Bradley Cooper, who was sitting next to his extremely, extremely hot girlfriend. And let me see if I can pronounce her name correctly. Irina Shayk. It's spelled S-H-A-Y-K. Am I saying that right? Shayk. I'm not too sure. Nevertheless, there is... this interaction between Bradley Cooper and his extremely hot girlfriend at Wimbledon.
Don't say hot. Not now, damn it.
And it looks like Bradley has gotten into trouble. It looks like Bradley did something he wasn't supposed to be doing, and she's completely ignoring the hell out of him as he's pleading to get her attention, as he's trying to playfully get her to smile. We've all – Chris –
We've Let me tell you something.
There. Oh, God. We've all... It was really visceral.
A 9. Marry a 7. My friend, stop. At a certain point, the stress is too much. They've been catered to since they were born.
Yeah.
And there's no... They're not real people.
This... She's beautiful.
Hell hath no fury like a hot chick that...
Oh, my God.
That has not gotten the correct amount of ice cubes in her drink.
You have to Google her. My word, man. She's well, and I'm not surprised at Bradley Cooper. Good looking guy, very talented actor, been around Hollywood for a couple decades now. I'm sure he can pull almost anything, and he certainly pulled the creme of the creme on this one. But if you see the GIF, it's literally Bradley Cooper trying. You know, every guy has been in that situation when they have said or done something that has completely ticked off their girlfriend, and they're trying to be like, oh, come on, babe, I'm just playing. Girl, you know I'm just messing with you, and they're having none of it. Well, this happened to Bradley Cooper in front of an international audience at Wimbledon. And it is hilarious. I felt so terrible for the guy. I really didn't feel that. You can't really feel bad for Bradley Cooper, but it's
crab cakes and football.
So what advice? So the drama apparently has been resolved. Apparently it was her pollen allergies that were bothering her.
Oh, please.
Bull crap.
That's like dehydration.
So what a
drug problem.
What do you think? What do you think Bradley Cooper did to tick her off?
Again, it could be as simple as, well, I just don't really like your tone.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're talking to me like my father did.
Oh, that's a that's a good one. I think Bradley got caught staring. I think that look, he got caught staring at another fine honey at Wimbledon, probably going up the aisle, caught Bradley's eye, probably had a fat ass. Probably, here's the thing. Beyonce was at Wimbledon.
Bum, bum, bum.
Beyonce. Hey,
as much as girls try and play on the same team, they hate each other too.
Mm-hmm.
Quite mean beasts.
They do not care for each other. If I was Tina Fey, I would come up with a movie called Mean Girls. Just to talk about how rude they are to each other.
It's a great idea.
Especially at a young age. But I would imagine he's got, I've gotten that look before where, and it doesn't, you don't do it on purpose, but if something walks past your view and it's spectacular, you're naturally going to follow where it's going and where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try to do it on purpose, but I've done it, and that's a doghouse you don't want to be in.
You can't.
You like that? That's what you want? That's what you want? That's kind of ass you want? Then go get a dad.
Oh, you think I can't?
Oh, and that's when the look just gets even worse. Because, Chris, you're the kind of guy that we'll finish that sentence with. You don't think I can't?
No, I was thinking she would say that. Wow. And then I would say, please, indulge.
Would you get ticked off if your lady friend saw a guy walk past her view and was like, damn, look at that schlong.
Got a nice curve to it.
I like your imprint, player.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get upset? What if your girl was caught on film catcalling? Like, damn, sugar
anybody I date, you know, they got to be willing to deal with my loads of BS. So, if that's the worst they're doing, as long as they're not taking that. Tell you what, Trav, I'm tired of the studio.
Hold on. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to do the wrap up. We're going to wrap it up the right way. Giamatti, fire up the engine. We're going to play a little bit of Fair or Foul.
I hope you're about to change your clothes, because your eyes are about to piss tears.
In a world where one black man and one white man can come together in the name of second-rate comedy and mind-numbing entertainment.
Never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing.
Tyler Perry Studios and Abby Madison Productions present...
No! God! No! God! Please, no! 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 No!
Fair or Foul.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
The heat has given my friend and myself a bit of a stroke. And we have decided to give you tonight's Fair or Foul version a little bit early. Chris Dimon, let's fire this bad boy up. 2018, Stan Kroenke has already decided that the Los Angeles Rams will play a game in China. Go to hell, Stan Kroenke. You're a terrible human being. You're a terrible you are a pimp among pimps.
Wait till they get a load of this operation.
Good God. That's all right. I'm going to answer for Chris. That's disgustingly foul.
It's a good Stan answer. Kroenke, good answer, Chris.
You're a terrible person, man. You're really a terrible person.
Hello, fearless leader.
Nothing like moving to L.A. and already shipping. He's got a game, I think, this year in London, and then a game next year in 2 years in China. A guy, any way to just...
Fair or foul from Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic, man. Big Daddy should be mad that pretty wolf boy for mouthing call me to my gal at the cigar bar whilst he was on the air.
That was fair.
I think it's fair.
I think it's absolutely fair.
Yeah, no fair game. Bring her to the den. Get a nibble.
Chris, the Kingsman sequel is coming together quite nicely. Fair or foul on last night's reveal that a certain character may not be dead after all.
Fair, you got to trust them. Until it's awful, you got to trust that it's going to be great. That was it. It's made its way into my top 500 that I
that you update
often say
every hour on the hour.
I often say is in my top five. So there's that.
What I love about this film, it's becoming, of course, a cult classic, but the casting is getting even more exciting. They've added now, along with Halle Berry, Jeff Bridges, and Channing Tatum to the cast.
Jupiter Rising had Channing Tatum, too.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to bring that back up. You got a point there. You got a point there. Chris, winter is coming for Game of Thrones. Winter 2017. Yikes. You ready to wait for another 13 months?
It's a long time. And then they're going to do it to you again with another season breakup. But that's the end of the show. So I'm not going to complain. I just hope I'm not claimed by an unfortunate boating accident. So I'd like to see the end of it.
I really would, too. That would actually tick me off. I wouldn't be pissed off about, you know, this being, you know, God says my time is my time. But I will get to the pearly gates and be like, come on, player. You could at least let me finish the last seasons of games.
How'd it go down?
Come on. Oh, damn you, Thrones. I don't even know what I'm going to do in the interim. God. No clue what I'm going to do in the interim. Chris, Farrah-file. The Cardinals catch the Cubs in the second half of Major League Baseball season.
Foul, it'll be the Pirates catch the Cubs.
I'm going to have to agree with you, my friend. Foul, but with that being said, I somehow think the Cardinals cardinal their way into a wild card game.
I'm into that. Fair or foul, I want to bang a blackfish that can't swim. Sincerely, the South City Condom Stretcher.
Going to go foul here.
Funny, I went fair.
I'm not surprised there. Yeah. Not surprised at all. Any more tonight from the fan page or the text list?
No, but we'll throw a $50 gift certificate to Engine Joe's K-Ride Magic Man. Congratulations. $50 at Helium, my friend. Use that however you please. Engine Joe, weareliveradio@gmail.com or DM me on Facebook where you usually send all your naughty pictures.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that at all. It's been a fun night, and by fun night, sweet mercy of God,
Please hook up an IV
to Chris.
A talented comedian that we're friends with and have worked with before on this show, and I turn out probably the worst radio I've ever done.
You know what? Here's what happened. You had a Jaime Garcia Game 2 NLDS performance.
A little bit of ego involved.
A little stomach bug. That's what we're gonna release in the press release. It was a stomach bug.
Room service didn't bring me the right meal. All right, Trev, thanks again to everybody. Check out Campfire this weekend. Check out Rafe at Helium Comedy Club this Thursday. Us on STL Up Late Saturday. We'll throw it to Ali Sadiq and Jonathan Kite from last Friday live from Shock City Studios. Big thanks to Giamatti Alec for his intern duties. Great song, Giamatti. Travis Durrell, Chris Denman, we'll be back tomorrow night with a better show. We promise.